B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock, you're on the air.
Hey!
Yeah, Tony D'Amico. Cape, Crepe, and Chowder. What do you want, meathead?
That's how you treat a friend. Never been more disappointed in you in my life.
You've never been more disappointed in me. Why? What have I done to you? Why should I, after all these years and all the things I've done for you, you're disappointed in me? I don't care.
What have you done for me?
What are you talking for? Close to 20 years of giving you free advertising on the radio.
And what good has it done me?
Well, you never did it right because you went and always had those lame-brained schemes. You're a chowder place, a milkless chowder place. But no, you want to sell pumpkin pies. No, you want to go into the hot dog business. No, you want to go into the raw bar business. No, you want to go and have some deaf, dumb, and blind guy carry people up to your roof. You go and start dating college girls.
Well, he may be deaf, dumb, and blind, but he sure plays a mean pinball.
What? I've done a lot for you. What's your problem, Tony?
Okay, friend.
Okay, what? Hello, friend. What can I do for you?
Well, good day to you, friend.
What? Why should I be so honored with a phone call from you this afternoon?
A couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
You're going on and on and on and crying that you don't have no sandwich. After you no more. I was going to surprise you with your very own sandwich.
You were going to create a sandwich and surprise us at your dump restaurant and surprise us with that. So you had.
I just got to throw it all out now.
Wait a second. You're a chowder place. You're only open 2 days a week, max. You have no more signage out in your place. You smoke all day long in your car out with the Tornado. You have no wait staff.
Well, that's because of government regulation.
What? You know what? I'll play along, friend. I didn't know you served sandwiches at your establishment. Where you're the host, the maitre d', the waiter, and the cook, all while in your damn junk-ass car, smoking and hacking. Well,
I'm sure it didn't help my business when you started spreading rumors that I used rat meat.
I don't know what you're using in there. I do know that your place was condemned because of rats. Remember that whole ad campaign I did for you? Rat-free since 93? Remember that? That fell flat on its face because what happened? Inspectors came back. What did they find? Rats!
And that's the whole thing. By you doing that and saying rat-free, that implied that rats were there to begin with.
They were! What?
Well...
Tell me,
you
friend.
You know, the road to hell is paved with good intent.
Nobody
knows
good intention.
That better than me.
What?
I had this whole ad campaign ready to go.
Tell me about it. Maybe you'll win me over. Doubt it, but maybe you'll win me over. Don't think so. What?
It was going to be called Stan and Haney's Italian Tony Sandwich.
Oh, naturally, got to throw your name in it. Stan and Haney's Tony's Italian Sandwich.
Yep. S-H. Stan and Haney, Italian Tony's Sandwich.
So it wouldn't even be our names. It would be just S-H. Tony's.
S-H for Stan and Haney and then Italian Tony.
Italian Tony. And so it's a Stan and Haney,
Stan
Italian
Haney,
Tony?
Italian Tony sandwich. I abbreviated it, put it in big letters, and I got a picture. I worked very hard on this. I did a cut and paste. where I printed out some of your internet pictures.
Hey, bonehead. Nobody would be able to go and do anything with that anyway.
You got no idea what you're talking about. You let me finish for once, you rat bastard.
Oh, shut up! Do you know that a Stan and Haney Italian Tony sandwich? You want to go and put an acronym with that? Do you know what that says, you stupid idiot?
Well, here's the visual appeal.
Oh, okay. You got some visual to go along with that.
Take a sliced, reasonably priced bread. And then I cut you and Haney's head out of one of your internet photographs. And I took a straight-arm photo of my own face. And I put the three heads between the two slices of bread. Actually, it's just a sliced bread. Some sort of, Italian or a baguette. What's the difference?
Right. Anything you can get at the grocery store. Nothing fresh baked.
And then I got a toothpick with the Italian flag that I stabbed through the middle. It's basically coming out of your head.
Is there any cheese on this?
I hadn't really thought.
You hadn't thought of it. You got all the printing work that you spent so much money on, the whole ad campaign, and you haven't given it much thought.
Out of it. And today's special is the Stan Meathead sandwich.
You're the meathead. Let me tell you something.
It's Italian meatball.
You stooge.
Or should I do a Polish sausage sandwich?
You don't even know what you've got on the sandwich. You're a bonehead idiot meathead.
I am no bonehead idiot. My father would spin in his grave
drugged
my name through the mud.
Your father's spinning now with what you did with his good name. You're going to go and put out the Stan and Haney Italian Tony sandwich. And then you're going to go, and then you're going to go and all abbreviate
it. Heads in there and play some meatballs.
Heads, what are heads made of?
Well, the heads are pasted over the meatballs.
So you're going to put...
It looks like our heads are what you're eating.
So you're going to cut out pictures of us in a straight-arm photo.
I already did. It looks wonderful.
And you're going to stick it on, meatballs, and then put an Italian flag with a toothpick in the middle of it on some cheap...
No, that's just for the advertising.
And some cheap white bread. And let me ask you this. For that kind of quality and that kind of food poisoning, what were you going to go and charge for something like that, you stooge?
Well, I was going to wait for somebody to come in and ask for it, and then I would say market price.
Market price for three meatballs and bread?
Right.
Three meatballs and bread. And I didn't know you served meatballs at that dump of yours, but I would assume that those meatballs...
With the technology today, I can go to one of the warehouse stores and get all my meatballs and some ragu.
What are you...
a 55-gallon drum of ragu and a bunch of frozen meatballs. Throw it all in a microwave.
Do you hear what you're saying?
Boom goes the dynamite, friend.
You got store-bought meatballs, a gallon jug of ragu, cut out pieces of paper, stuck to meatballs, a cheap-ass toothpick Italian flag, and you're calling it Stan and Haney Italian Tony sandwich?
That way we use the brand cachet of both Stan and Haney and Tony. I'm known for being the Italian.
First of all, I'm going to tell you right now, because I know how your weaselly little polluted mind works. You are forbidden, old man, from using our name in any kind of advertising in your restaurant, any kind of food item, which is store-bought, frozen, microwaved, breadcrumb-added, white-loafed bread. You're forbidden from using our name in any way, shape, or form. Or let me tell you something, you old bastard. I'll sue your ass.
Well, good luck with that, because I went on the internet and I talked to a gentleman in Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, did you now?
And guess what his name is?
What?
Stan Haney. And he would love to have his sandwich named after him.
Good!
For Christ's sake, I ain't the first one to rip off your name. You know, before Haney came to town, how many restaurants were called Haney? Now there's like 70 of them.
You're right, but I wouldn't think that a friend...
Aren't you going to sue Stan's Coffee?
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know what? If there's a Stan...
You've had a dream of opening up a coffee place, but you can't do it because somebody already got your name.
Right, so you might as well join in.
He can't open a restaurant.
Shut
they
up.
Got his name.
Oh,
and
shut
I'm a friend.
You're
at least
a friend.
I'm up front about it.
You're an enemy. You idiot.
Tempt your taste buds with tantalizing tacos from around the globe. Stan and Haney's International Tacos is here, with locations throughout the Tri-County area. Tacos aren't just from Mexico anymore, so Stan and Haney invite you to eat shit. Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Try our taco tortellini, taco teriyaki, corned beef and cabbage quesadilla, and more. One bite and you'll know it tastes like Stan and Haney's International Tacos, or shit for short. It's so easy to remember. Just think of the initials, Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Visit our website at sh*t.com. Call us in Lee at 334-SH*T. In Collier, 775-SH*T. Just remember, Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Try us once, and you'll know what sh*t tastes like.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain the vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. This is the Stan and Haney Show, Tuesday edition. My name is Stan. There's my friend and pal and partner, Mark Haney, to my front right. And directly in front of me, through the glass in another room, is Junior, our producer.
Safely ensconced.
Yes. Sealed in another room. And Junior, I gotta hand it to you. You posted on our Facebook page the picture of our giant map and asked people who's listening and where. And boy, was there a response. Get ready.
Yeah, there was.
Get ready, stick pins.
I know he loves that.
He loves that. He loves the stick pins.
Isn't that the best part of the job?
It's what I live for.
These are people who listen to this show daily that are outside of our immediate broadcast area, listening via the app, via the podcasts, via the streaming, and all that stuff.
So this is what we would call, in the old days, non-terrestrial listeners.
These are people that took us with them when they left the area or discovered us in other places. Let's take a quick look.
Well, we know there was a certain hamlet in Michigan where somebody from here moved up there and made the whole town listen.
That's true. I remember that. We start with Jim. He used to live in Fort Myers. Now lives in Ulrichville, Ohio, listening to us. Another Jim. Jim, I can't give you a stick pin. You just say that you're listening in Texas. Jim, we need the town as well. Gia writes in, add Davenport, Iowa. Davenport, Iowa. Boy, this is just setting him into a tailspin because his map reading ability is questionable at best.
And he has such confidence in himself that if he can't find it on the map, he'll say it's made up.
Yeah. Mike, listening to us in Denver, Colorado, he says the radio station suck here. Been listening to you guys. Jeff was hesitant, and just because somebody from a same town or city is listening doesn't mean you don't get a stick pin as well. Jeff.
Yeah, you're entitled to your own stick pin.
Yes, you are. Jeff, Phoenix, Arizona. Justin, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
See, you're being kind now. You're keeping him in the same area.
Don't worry, I'll change it. Arnie, from Eagle River, Alaska.
Now he's got to find Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Bobby took us with him. He's still in the state of Florida, but he's now living in Jensen Beach, Florida. Love you, Stan and Haney. Dale, Spokane, Washington. Spokane, Washington. Don't worry, I'll give you the sheet after I'm done. I'm just making announcements and watching you run around like a squirrel.
Well, it's really interesting to watch his map skills and where he looks initially for a city.
Jeanette, Schertz, Texas, S-C-H-E-R-T-Z.
No shirts, Texas. No shoes, no service, Texas.
Yep. Here's James, Springdale, Arkansas, Springdale, Arkansas.
So we have two Jims and a James.
Yeah. Yeah. Darren lives in and listening to us in San Antonio, Texas.
Old San Antonio.
Yeah, the Alamo. Cindy, Franklin, North Carolina. I visited there. Great mining for gems in Franklin, North Carolina.
For real or for tourists?
I think both, but I went to a tourist trap.
Were you given like a little container and you got to go see if you caught a gem.
Yeah, well, you get the brochure, and then they try to hock you into buying jewelry. Glenn, I'd like to give you a stick pin, but Massachusetts is great. I need to know the city, Glenn. Richard. Exeter, New Hampshire.
Exeter?
E-X-E-T-E-R. How do you
Exeter?
Say Exeter? Exeter.
Although they probably say Exeter. Yeah. I don't know.
Exeter.
Because in the Northeast, when they have these old towns, it'll be spelled whatever, and they'll just call it whatever they want.
Yep. And then one
Well,
more.
It's spelled X-E-T, but we call it Southtown.
Like Worcester. Worcester.
Worcestershire.
One more, too. Shelley, up into Haney's old stopping grounds of Ocala, Florida, listening to us.
Is that how that's pronounced?
No, you told me a long time ago it's pronounced Slocala.
Uh-huh.
So, you're all getting stick
I wonder
pinched.
If she's in Ocala proper, or could she be in Bellevue, Silver Springs?
What are these, like, little towns adjacent to Ocala?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, they're about, you know, maybe a couple of blocks, but they're all... Cult. Like to say hello to everybody up in Micanopy.
Oh, hey there, Micanopy. I'll give you this to make it easier. Because I know, A, me rattling them off so quickly, and you unable to find them on a map... this will allow you to have time to go and to check them out.
It is really filling out.
Oh, it's filling out beautifully. We got ourselves people across this great land of ours.
You look at our base, and if you follow up 95 and you follow up 75...
It fills in nicely.
Yep.
It does. All right, we're going to take a break. Coming up today... Attorney Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law will be calling in if you have a question for a lawyer. In about an hour and 10 minutes, text your question on the Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600, and we'll get your question to Mike. He'll answer it in about an hour and 10 minutes. Later on today, Stan's Name That Movie, chance to win some prizes. Today, the category of movie... The Movie Therapist, where somebody in the movie has to go down, whether it's an individual or a couple, have to talk to the therapist. The Movie Therapist, where every cliche and every fake belief of what these people do brought into film.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was highly accurate.
Right. Well, you be the judge.
Medication
later on today.
Time. Yeah. Medication time.
Yeah. I did that and got in big trouble.
Because you found out that they don't like the movies in the actual mental health business. They don't. They don't appreciate it.
Like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
They'd get on the microphone and go, medication time, medication time. So when I was working at the
you
facility.
You thought it would be a fun thing.
I had to work.
You thought, you know, hey, radio didn't work out. Yeah. I can still use my voice.
I had to work the morning to afternoon shift and had to get the kids up before they went to school to get their medication. And I got on the PA. Medication time. Medication time.
And these kids wouldn't know what you're doing.
No,
that's harmless.
The nurses and the doctors did, and I got in trouble.
For what? Nobody knows.
Medication
time. It's an inside joke.
You're not supposed to tell them they're getting their medication. They're just supposed to line up and get a little thing of pills.
Lollipops and daydreams.
And orange juice.
You want your juice, don't you?
Yeah. Gotta take these.
You like juice.
And then if one hits the floor, you can't put it back on the tray. You got to pocket it.
Yep. Let let the bodies hit the floor.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. An hour from now, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. The questions for Mike on the Absolute Law text line already starting to roll in. You want a question to ask an attorney? Mike Chiannopoulos, 239-277-9600, the Absolute Law text line. Stan's name that movie later on today. Grab bag in just seconds.
Stan, I'm curious about something.
Yes, Haney.
How often do you have to offer explanations or excuses for me?
To say that I have not done that would be untruthful. Do I think it is excessive? Certain days, no. Certain days, yes. But for the most part, I've done it, but it's not like an epidemic.
I'm just referring to what occurred just after we went to break. We started a conversation here in the studio privately.
Yeah.
And it continued into the hallway, and I continued speaking to you, and the new program director came around the hall, and I'm continuing our conversation, and you stopped the conversation, and you looked at the program director and said, he's talking about World War I.
Yeah, I do that. I have to do that a lot.
I mean, wouldn't anybody pick up on the fact that it's about World War I?
No. Took me a minute or two.
Okay.
I have to do that.
So I'm a little off in my judgment there.
A touch off.
That the average person would, obviously, he's talking about World War
I. Yeah. Because we were in the middle of the conversation, and he was coming down the hallway, heard the conversation. Now, if I was somebody walking down the hallway...
Now, I didn't notice the reaction. So did you do that out of courtesy, or was he puzzled?
I did it out of courtesy, and I also... I'm so used to it. I know that when we would go to holiday parties, when we'd go to events and stuff, your voice carries, and people are hearing a conversation, but not... totally knowing what you're talking about, or vice versa. Somebody says something to you, and you think them are fighting words, but they gave you a compliment. So I've had to oftentimes, you know, set the record straight in a room. I've had to hold you back so many times with your fists clenched, and all I say, that son of a bitch, I said, he just said he loves the show, Haney. I thought he said, give me some dough. No, he didn't.
I never said that, did I?
I don't know those specifics, but I've had to do that before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a simple point.
Yeah. But a very long answer.
You see, what I was talking about is the Brits in the trenches.
Yep. They didn't know with the Bavarians or the sauerkrauts.
Well, yeah, they differentiated between them because they said, you know what? These Bavarians, they're okay. We can deal with them. It's the Prussians you got to worry about.
Haney's talking about World War I right there, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's exactly what happened in the hallway.
Yes. Grab bag.
And then I'm faced with the hard question.
Yep.
Because it's raining. Went outside by myself.
Yeah.
And I pondered, to the average person, why is Haney talking about World War I?
Correct.
And I don't have a good answer for that.
Nope. And I don't have a good answer to that either. I just say, well, that's Haney. Peter Muck North bringing us the grab bag.
I didn't have a good answer, Stan.
No. Opa-locka, Florida has done something that I don't know that Fort Myers Beach has done. They have repealed the anal cleavage law. What am I talking about?
Was it challenged and struck down, or did they voluntarily repeal it?
The Florida town of Opa-locka repealed their ordinance.
Where is Opa-locka?
Junior?
He's got a mouthful of stick pins. Be careful you don't swallow those.
Before they repealed it, Fort Myers Beach has it. We talked about it 20 years ago. In the past, men and women would receive citations for wearing garments that expose their their butts or their undergarments? Well, this kind of explains it.
If you see my behind hanging out of my pants, then you're about to say hi to my
butt crack! Butt crack, yeah, yeah. I wear my pants pulled down about halfway. Just hanging on my hips lightly. So low, I shake my stuff nightly.
I got me some pants, they're as big as a sail, and I pull them on down to show my butt crack. Hey, I got me some big pants, there's room for about 20. I have to hold them up, cause they make me walk funny.
Well, my butt crack is a fuzzy little place where my cheeks come together.
Yeah.
Butt crack, baby.
My butt crack, baby.
Butt crack.
Yeah, so Opa-locka is right there around Miami, and I mean, you can't have an ordinance like that because you have supermodels from around the world walking around basically nude.
They rescinded it.
You have to.
Yep, don't worry about it. It's fine now.
Anywhere else, I can understand it. But in the South Beach area... You know, you go there in your swimming trunks, thinking you're going to have a Fort Myers Beach kind of day. No. As soon as you get there, you realize, man, I don't belong here.
No.
Look at these beautiful
out
women.
Of my league.
And I mean, it's like you're in the middle of a fantasy. And you're the only thing screwing it up.
Yes. Yes.
And they don't like you there.
No.
Because they know they're topless.
Yeah.
And they know you're looking at them.
I got kicked out of the Delano Hotel in Miami Beach for that.
Because you didn't belong.
Because I didn't belong.
Yeah. Even though you're, you know, paying customer, whatever. No.
No. Leave. It's a fact. Did you hear about this mayor in Nisswa, Minnesota?
In what, Minnesota?
Nisswa. N-I-S-S-W-A. Nisswa.
Indian country, huh?
The mayor of Nisswa.
Let's see if I got his name here. What is his name? Like, it doesn't really matter.
Let's just say Jim.
He was driving in his car and saw a police officer do a traffic stop. And he disapproved of the traffic stop, so he decided to
let the cops do their
get out
job.
And start getting belligerent with the cop as to why total stranger pulled over. And, I got him arrested. He got arrested. The mayor of Nisswa, Minnesota, was arrested for interfering and being belligerent with cops during someone else's traffic stop. And, of course, it was being filmed.
You know what? Situation. And you know what? So are you, because you're not qualified to do this kind of work. Hold you should along. Be patrolling the streets.
All
right.
Hey. Don't get out of the car, Zach.
Don't get out of the car, Zach. Don't get out of the car. Zach, seriously, don't get out of the car.
Just because you're the mayor, you doesn't give you me the right.
Zach, get in the car.
He's had about 5 warnings.
I've had no warning.
Hold on.
Apparently, they said he might have been a little tipsy.
People need to get that out of their head now. Regardless of the videos that you see on YouTube, you're not qualified to go and tell a cop how to do
no,
their job.
You are not.
And you certainly don't put hands on them. And after those two LA deputies were shot, I cannot imagine the level of restraint that the officers guarding that hospital
oh, absolutely.
Had to employ. Their brother and sister are up there dying, yep. and there's people out there chanting, "We hope they die, it. F you."
Yep.
And finally, one of them crossed the line, and the cop is in the process of arresting someone who went too far. And a female so-called radio reporter ran physically at the cop like she was going to tackle him. Well, that didn't work, and she was arrested too, and she's lucky it wasn't worse. Stay out of the way.
Let's go to some video. Here's the audio, and that's the most important part in this one. Of a flexibility coach, male flexibility coach.
What is that?
Helping the ladies.
Unless he works for Tom Brady, I don't think there's such a job.
Helping the ladies who are wearing their yoga pants do some stretching. And so there's this woman.
Do you have to be taught to stretch now?
Yeah, you got to stretch the right muscles. That's far from the point. He's stretching her. She's on her back. She's got her legs forward, and he's pressing down to get those calf muscles and the hamstrings good and loose, while her friends are watching as well as, you know, the trainer is stretching her. And what happens when you stretch? He was leaning right over by the buttal region when he's stretching, stretching those muscles. And she threw the yoga pant.
Yeah, but he was in a stationary orbit.
And and when you see the video, he repels.
Ladies, that's something you never do in front of a man.
Nope. I got the audio. You saw it in the news. Now, I don't know what prompted this, what's going on, but the world is going a little crazy.
Oh, you don't say.
How
many things could you say that about these days? I don't know what prompted this.
I don't know
what's going on.
A very angry, maskless woman jumped up on the counter of a KFC in Fresno, California.
You mean like Coyote Ugly style?
Yes. And just screamed at the worker for free food. She didn't get any, but she kept demanding free food.
Colonel Vindman did that. Free chicken.
Hey, man. I'm hungry! Now! Do the same thing! Give it to me! Now! Do it! Please, buddy!
No, I don't think it's
fine. Give me
something
to eat now.
I can't.
Man, I'll get
fired.
I
need
you to get off the counter.
Give me something to eat!
Yeah, this is 2020, bitch.
Yeah, give me something to eat.
This is going to get ugly before it gets better.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay, I got to skip that one. Our friend Eddie Money passed away about a year ago. And wouldn't you know it, Eddie Money's former guitarist is suing his estate for $1.5 million in unpaid royalties. The guitar player's John Nelson. He played with Eddie during his heyday in the 80s and early 90s. Said he never got the royalties from the hits. Wants them, suing the estate. Our service provided something pretty cool, though, because Eddie Money must have been in the studio or on this show probably 20 times.
Oh, yeah, he was an old friend at the end.
The man never ceased to ask us how our families were, how our daughters were. He was a great guy. Here is some Eddie Money isolated vocals for two tickets to paradise. Give this a listen.
I'm gonna take you on a trip so far from here. I've got two tickets in my pocket now, baby. We're gonna disappear. We've waited so long. You've waited so long. We've waited so long. We've waited so long. I've got two tickets to paradise. Won't you pack your bags? We'll leave tonight. I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got two tickets to paradise.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know how many of you watch it. I know I don't watch it. I know Haney doesn't watch it. Junior might watch it. The Dancing with the Star.
Oh, boy.
Now.
I know who was on, yes. And I haven't seen it.
And I saw the highlights, got the lowest score of Carole Baskin.
But what, who?
Carole Baskin.
No, Carole effing Baskin.
Now, here's where I hand it to the family of Don Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
She's on Dancing with the Stars, flaunting her celebrity.
Oh, she's the one that came out of the Tiger King able to reap the benefits. Nobody else did.
The family bought commercial time for Dancing with the Stars. So we'll be right back after this and get the scores.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family, and to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
This was during the show.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann, Don's former assistant. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carole Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE. Thank you.
And we're back. Let's check Carol's scores. They bought advertising time during Dancing with the Stars. Brilliant.
Boy, she looks great, doesn't she?
What a mess. Got one more, and this will affect Haney and I if it comes through. Netflix is planning to do an animated reboot of the classic 70s sitcom.
Shows about good times.
Now, there's no word yet. It's still developing. They don't know yet if they're going to get some of the original actors, maybe a Jimmy Walker, to go and voice the characters. They say it's going to be a little edgier, but it's in the works, and they're bringing it back as an animated series.
Well, we were talking about some shows that should be brought back as an animated series.
Yeah. You all right, Junior? Have you got all the stick pins done?
He looks very comfortable. I mean, he's airing the armpits out.
Yeah, he's relaxed when he's airing the pits.
Well, that means he's satisfied with the job well done.
I'm halfway through. I'm just taking a break.
Okay.
Oh, you're just resting.
Understood.
Okay.
Understood.
You hungry?
Well, I have a snack for later.
Okay. All right.
When we come back,
in the local beat today?
Mm-hmm.
How can I best frame this? You're going to be surprised. There are a lot of derelict properties in Fort Myers that the city council wanted sold off to go and kind of rehabilitate the area.
Yeah, like the ballpark.
Yes. And lots that were valued in the thousands, they let them go a lot cheaper because somebody actually wanted to go and do something on these lots. They didn't vet everybody. Certain people saw getting property to be a bargain so that they can continue doing their business. I'll have the details for you in the local beat. Absolutely pathetic. And the blame game in the city is going back and forth. We warned you. No, you didn't. Ah, the deal's final. Local beat. Next, Mike Chiannopoulos, later on in the 3 o'clock hour. Stan's named that movie later on today. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Attorney Mike Chiannopoulos will be joining us in about 30 minutes. If you have a question for Mike, he is a lawyer, Esquire. Text us your question for him when he's on. We'll ask him. 239-277-9600. I was telling you outside, Haney. My wife, thanked you very much. She was very excited about the Gobstoppers and Lemonheads that you gave her yesterday.
Yeah, well, would have been nice to hear it from her.
Well, she wanted to text you last night. I came home. Usually I have my backpack with my lunchbox in there. I leave it at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
She came running over, took out the lunchbox, reached down the bottom of the backpack, pulled out those Gobstoppers and Lemonheads that you brought in. Movie theater size, I might add. These aren't the fun size. Movie theater size. And she said, oh, I want to thank Haney. I'm going to text him and thank him. And I said, don't bother. He ain't going to see it. He ain't going to read it. So she did want to personally thank you. But
you intervened.
Well, yeah, because I know darn well when you text you don't see it. Wasn't the last week that you told me? I said, oh, I sent you an email or a text. I don't look at those until Thursday. He knows.
What are you guys talking about?
You're not exactly the best texter.
No, nor
I didn't know it was a competition.
Nor responder.
It takes a while.
Okay, on average, what's my response time?
2 days.
I was going to say a week.
Well, for you, maybe. I've known him a lot longer.
Yeah,
well, when Stan texts, I assume it's an emergency.
So he'll check.
Oh, I got to tell you this.
Doesn't mean he's going to respond, because if it's not an emergency, don't expect a response right away.
My phone has a mind of its own.
Your cell phone?
Yeah.
Most do, because they know exactly what you're doing.
I don't know what it is, but it's happened twice now. Because before the show, you always like to know that I woke up.
Yeah, that's always a positive.
Did I wake up on time? Yeah. Did I wake up at all?
Because I don't want to have to call in something and, you know, have authorities check.
And it happened today.
Welfare check, you know what I'm talking about.
And I don't know why. It doesn't happen to anybody else, but you hadn't texted me yet.
No, I hadn't. I was preoccupied, and my text to you is later than normal.
That's understandable. You're probably talking to somebody about World War I, like everybody does.
That's a topic of conversation.
But this happened last week, and it happened today. Because the first thing when I roll out of bed is to either text you or respond to your text.
Yeah.
And I open my phone. I'm not even awake. And I look and see yesterday's text, Stan. And I was just going to hit OK. But somehow when I hit your text,
yeah,
it disappeared.
Hmm.
And luckily, you hadn't texted today yet.
No.
Because I'll be damned if I could figure out how to initiate a text. I only respond to them
usually
between 2 days and a week later.
That's about right. Do you even know my telephone number?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Write it down on a piece of paper, and I'll see if you truly know my telephone number.
Yes, I do.
Because I don't think you do. I don't think you know my telephone number. You're so apt to just text and email that you don't. That's not my cell. That's the landline that I keep engaged for, you know, solicitations, extend your car warranty.
Yeah, I don't remember voting. Your cell phone number. No, I wouldn't know what that is.
No.
But I do remember your landline.
That's good. I don't even use that anymore to give people.
And that landline has been in multiple residences over, how would you say, 20, 30 years?
Oh, easy. Easy.
And I remember that.
It's when we were living next door to each other in the park.
Yep.
Yes.
And that got that. It burned into my brain.
And that was in the 90s. Jeez.
That was when everything changed.
Yeah, sure did. A lot of things changed. A lot of things.
And you like to play games with snakes then.
Yeah, and you like to play your music at 3 a.m.
Yeah. I made you spaghetti once.
You sure did.
How was that spaghetti?
You're asking me how something was from 25 years ago.
Okay, what about the fish?
Not so good. I got to get this settled. Junior has asked me. He's had it. People are texting, calling, wanting to know because we've been here at Broadcast House on COVID lockdown since March. And they want to know about their prizes that they've won over the last 6 months.
And wait, are you telling me no one's been able to pick up a prize for 6 months?
Correct. And when can they go and pick up their gift certificates or prizes? And the way that the company is operating, we're at, level two, that they weren't going to go and open the offices until the governor said we're at phase three of the opening. There's some good news. Just so the people that have got prizes ready and waiting, they're in the high 100s of prizes that the prize department, the promotions department have to hand out. They are in the process of working on a system where they can set up outside Broadcast House and distribute prizes. They're going to go methodically through them, notify people the days that they can pick them up. It hasn't been done yet. It's a work in progress. If you've won a prize, trust me, it's all cataloged, and they've done a great job in keeping track of who's won what. And this is just one of like five other radio stations. So they're doing a pretty damn good job with it. The COVID, not until phase three, but they're going to go and try to find an alternative so that you can come by in the parking lot and pick up your prizes.
Yeah, I'd probably be simple enough to do it on the honor system.
Yeah. And we'll let you know when that's going to happen. It's still in the process right now because there are so many prizes. Let's take care of the local beat. Haney, I told you this before the break. The blame game and just plain stupidity.
Before you do, can I ask you just a quick question?
Sure.
Is it ever going to stop raining?
No.
Okay.
No. That storm is a slow mover. Category 1 still hasn't hit Louisiana yet.
Well, I mean, it's sitting off the coast there. It's hundreds of miles away from us.
Yep.
It's got to stop raining at some point.
At some point, but not now. All right, local beat. This comes to us from our friends at Fox 4. I read this story and I had to read it a couple of times to say, seriously? This is what's going on? Headline. Follow me on this because nothing. We told you, and you brought it up, the City of Palms baseball park. They want it torn down now so they can revitalize the area. Well, there's a lot
Well, isn't things. The reason they built the stadium to revitalize the
yes,
area?
Yes, you are correct.
Oh.
Headline. City property sold to two men arrested for alleged drug crimes.
Local businessmen.
Mm-hmm. Dateline Fort Myers. City property sold to alleged drug dealers at a discount. Fort Myers City Council unanimously approved to sell land on Fairview Avenue worth between $4,000, give or take, for just $500. That was on June 15th.
Yeah, I mean, guy probably had that, rubber banded in his pocket. Here you go.
So the land worth about $4,000, city sells it for $500. That was in June. But now Councilman Fred Burson is having second thoughts. Quote, I would have certainly voted differently if I would have known they were involved in criminal activity of any type. The criminal activity the councilman is referring to is alleged drug trafficking. The state's attorney's office arrested Ronnie Tate along with 40 others a little over a week ago for alleged drug trafficking throughout Southwest Florida. That long list of arrests includes Devarius Phillips, who was also approved by the council for a quit claim deed on Davis Street. The property they bought was part of a city program aimed at rebuilding a neighborhood.
Yeah, government is so much better at that than the private sector.
Off Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Councilman Burson says applicants should be properly vetted prior to their approval to get these bargain lots.
Yeah, no credit check needed.
Quote, I'm going to approach the city manager about it and make sure we are doing the proper background checks now. One attendee in that June meeting says the council knew about the investigation and referred Tape for the Fairview property. The city attorney, Grant Alley, who reviewed the deeds before they made it to the council's agenda, flat out said that's not true. The blame game going back and forth. Who sold the property to these guys? City Attorney Alley says no council person was involved with our office with respect to this agenda item. The Fort Myers Police Department told...
Can't they just look around the room and see whose beak is wet?
They could. The Fort Myers Police Department told Fox 4 TV in an email they did not disclose information to the city about their criminal investigation. And Burson, the councilman, says, the deeds have already been recorded. They're in the books. So they don't belong to the city anymore. It's not like you can go and redo this. You sold it to these guys. It's theirs. The deeds are in the books. Unbelievable. And it led to the big raid. 40 people arrested. Drug trafficking throughout Southwest Florida. Thank you, City Council.
And there in a microcosm is something to ponder as you vote for less government or more government.
Correct. We're going to take a break.
when we come back, we're going to be joined by attorney Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. Family law, child support, alimony, visitation, alimony, all of that stuff. DUIs, criminal.
I mean, imagine if the government wasn't involved in that transaction. What's the worst thing that could happen? Drug traffickers buy the property? Yeah.
Veterans issues, civil.
But you know what?
What? I'm promoting Mike Chinopoulos.
Drug traffickers would have paid market value.
Yes, they would have. They could have. Mike Chinopoulos, if you want to talk to him, text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. He's next on the Stan and Haney Show.
Bang, bang. Sizzling, hizzling, hizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Standing by, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. If you'd like to ask Mike a question, he is an attorney, esquire, lawyer.
All we ask is that when you ask him the question, that the answers are multiple choice.
239-277-9600. Let's bring him on. We do have a batch of questions for him today. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
And all going well with you, because I wanted to bring this up before we even got to the first text for today's show. I saw in the news press, this is staggering, that the courthouse, with proper testing and social distancing and all that, is going to be opening back up for trials. And I read in the news press, they said between 300 and 500 cases are staring at them. And that
if we think we got problems with prizes,
it could be months before they get through them all.
Well, it's going to be kind of like the foreclosure docket. I mean, what concerns me about that is we need to take care. And, you know, our judges here are really good in Lee County, but I've seen some stuff in other places that concerns me about this COVID stuff. You know, we can't just come back and say, well, there's 500 cases pending, so one docket management tool is just to dismiss everything or, you know, whatever. It just ends up being horrible for justice. So,
well, I mean, given what's happened so far with so many people just released.
Well, I mean, you know, you're going to have to deal with all those criminal charges. The only difference is, Haney, they were still arresting and taking people to jail on felonies, but not misdemeanors. So right. The only thing those people missed out on was posting a bond and going to first appearance. So there's no harm to their constitutional rights. If anything, they got a better deal.
Now, let me ask you this on a personal note. With them, they said they're going to go and temperature checks for everybody that goes into the courthouse, social distancing, and a variety of other ways so that they can get things rolling again. You, as an attorney who spends a lot of time over in those buildings, how do you feel personally about going in?
You know, I don't feel like it's unsafe at this point. And I got to tell you, you know, because we had a couple of hot spots here and in surrounding areas, the Lee County building people have taken this so seriously and taken such good precautions that I'm not worried at all about going. If they tell me it's safe, I believe it's safe.
Okay. Let's start off, Mike, going with our first question to you from the Absolute Law text line. This is from a woman. Her name is Kat, and she writes, Mike, my ex and I did our own dissolution of marriage, which was granted in April of 2019. We owe my mother for credit card debt and a roof for the house we sold in the divorce. As part of the liability split, it was agreed that we would both pay her a monthly amount until the debt was paid. If there would have been enough money from the sale of the house, we were to pay her as much as we could towards that debt. Unfortunately, we did not get enough to cover it. My ex immediately went out and overextended himself again and said that he doesn't have enough money to pay her and has not paid her a dime. I have been paying monthly. My question to you, Mike, do I or my mother have any recourse to collect this money that is owed to her? Thanks for your help. Signed, Kat.
Kat, I've got to ask you a lot more questions to give you a good answer to that. For instance, I need to know, was there a writing? Did your mom have a promissory note? What did the divorce decree say? And by the way, that's exactly why you don't do those things yourself, because this might turn out to be a mess on one little issue. I hope not. But call me, Kat. I'm going to give you a free consultation. We'll talk over the phone. I'll ask you those questions, and I'll see if I can point you in the right direction.
Anytime, Mike, and I know this from personal experience, anytime you have the divorce and dissolution of the marriage and there might be debt somewhere and you say to one party, you keep two credit cards that we've cleared out, you keep the other, we're going to make the monthly payments. Well, guess what? If the other person runs up that card again, overextends themselves,
Stan pays for it, generally.
They're coming after the other person, regardless of who agreed during the divorce to handle the financials on that card.
You know, Haney, I was trying to keep my thing with Stan on the down low. I'm married to a woman now, all right? And you just had to tell all on the air. See how he is, Stan?
Even if you've never met Stan, if you're involved in any sort of litigation and you suggest to the judge that Stan should pay for it, there's a 90% chance they'll rule on your side.
Yes. I'd say this from experience from years ago in another marriage where everything was square at the time the judge signed the document. It didn't last long.
Yep.
and they found me.
I'm going to remember that, Haney. The next time I'm in court, I'm going to say, well, Judge, do you listen to K-Rock?
Anytime you get a call from a bill collector, go, I you must be confused. I no longer own the debt. It's owned by a Stan at the radio station.
Yeah, you know where to find him.
Oh, yes, we do. Thank you.
Go ahead and call in. Wait till Tuesday when he has his counsel present.
That's right. Thank God for that. Let's go to another text on the Absolute Law text line, Mike. And this is from our friend Eli, who when you go and try to start a business venture, you have a lot of questions. And this is kind of what he's posing to you. He said, Mike, a couple of friends and I are starting a website that organizes Call of Duty tournaments. That's a video game where they actually, they do it with a lot of other ones. They have tournaments online. And it's you start a company and you do this. And he's going to do a Call of Duty tournament. Players pay a registration fee and compete to win cash prizes. There are several other sites doing this, but we feel we can carve a little niche for ourselves in the market. We believe we need an attorney to draft up terms of service, privacy policy, and end-user license agreements opposed to copying someone else's. We also want to make sure we have our private assets protected and are free from personal liability in case we were to get sued. That's why we also plan on setting up an LLC for this reason. We also want to make sure we are not breaking any laws with this business model for anyone under the age of 18. We as a group are curious of the cost involved for a consultation and to get the legals done. Do you guys handle this kind of stuff, or can you recommend an attorney who does?
No, absolutely. I handle that kind of stuff. Stan, you probably know this about me, but I was general counsel of a public company for 5 years before the war. And really, I was a corporate guy by training and background, but moving here to Southwest Florida, you know, I had to gain the skills to do the work that people needed, and it wasn't corporate work here. So, but yeah, we do that. I'd be glad to talk to you about it. I'll give you a free telephone consultation so you kind of know what you're up against, and we'll go from there.
Is for something like that, especially when it's not a physical building or a business, it's an internet thing with all of the legalese that is involved with that. And as he said, a lot of people do this kind of stuff. They just want to find their niche. Is it a lot of jumping through hoops to get something done like that?
Yeah, it's really not. You got to come up with a strategy up front, and then doing an LLC. Listen, lawyers charge you between $1,000 and $1,500 to do an LLC. It's simple. You can do it in 5 minutes. You go to the state website, Sunbiz, SUNBIZ.org, and you just follow the instructions. And, you know, a person of average intelligence can do this. It's not lawyerese. It's not complex. But lawyers are going to charge you $1,500 to do it.
Right.
So do yourself for $35. Okay, now, once you got an LLC, then you need some advice about what to do with it, how to put things in it, where to put things so that you're protected.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that, because a lot of people, and especially after the last 6 months, say, working at home, boy, I would like to start my own business where I can do it at home, do it on the internet, whether it's a gaming thing or selling something on the internet. And a lot of people have never done that before and don't know how to go about doing it.
Can you imagine how much lost productivity that there is because of just
people
fear
by their pool?
Well, I was going to say fear of liability, excessive regulations. If people could just do it, I think you'd see an explosion.
Yep, but there's so many question marks and not knowing what to do.
And that's exactly what I was going to say, Haney, is that, you know, people will avoid it because they're intimidated by it. And that's why I'm telling everybody.
Yeah, and I don't mean, you know, legitimate use of a legal system where someone's been harmed. I'm talking about, you know, just people being litigious in general, yeah, looking for a free payday.
Well, it's because we've improperly rewarded them. You know, and you've heard me say this a dozen times, guys, you know, just because a medical procedure did not yield the desired results doesn't mean the doctor was negligent. Hello, they tell you up front, it's a medical procedure and it has attendant risk. So when we do stuff like that and these personal injury lawyers go after a profession like the medical profession, they've ruined it. Those plaintiff lawyers have destroyed the medical profession. And you're right, it's liability. And these people that are home because of COVID, working from home, Haney, like you said, they're thinking, well, I want to start this business, but I have a wife or a husband and children. I can't, you know, bring liability on us.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a corporation.
Mm-hmm. If you want to text a question to Mike Chinopoulos, right now is a good time, 239-277-9600. Let's go to another text. This is from Jim, Mike, and he says, my question is, Florida is a right-to-work state. How does a no-compete clause work in the state of Florida if you leave your job or you get fired?
If you leave the state of Florida?
No, if you leave your job or get fired. In other words,
you quit or get fired, and you're under a non-compete in a right-to-work state.
Well, and that depends on the non-compete, because typically it's one thing if you're fired for cause and another thing if you're not. But generally speaking, a non-compete survives all of that, and you're stuck, and it's a really ugly position to be in, because now you can't make a living, or you have to move outside a certain geographic area. Very difficult. No, don't sign a non-compete unless you talk to me. And you know what? For listeners, I would let you email me a non-compete, because it's only like one paragraph of an agreement, and let me read the non-compete before you sign it, and I would do that for free. Just call me, email me that one paragraph, I'll talk to you.
And their response is, you want the job or not?
Yeah.
Well, but there are ways to massage that. You know, if you ever care to, if you ever can't get to sleep at night, Haney, go read my article that I wrote on that very subject, and was published and even cited by the state Supreme Court. It'll put you right to sleep.
Mm-hmm. But what you're saying with all of that and why you want them to go and email it over to you to take a look at it, what you just said at the very beginning of that is a non-compete supersedes and rules over a right-to-work state.
Correct, because it's a specific contract between the parties. But without getting too technical, a non-compete is not allowed, and then they say, okay, but then we'll waive that. We'll create an exception to that rule for things like winding up the business and stuff like that. So I just got to talk to him.
Right.
But I'm, glad to do that for free over the phone.
This text comes from Gary from Inglewood, up north of us. He says, "I have a question for Mike, and it's a very simple question." And I can understand them. I still have some going back a long time. I have been saving my pay stubs from work for at least 15 years now. How long should I hold on to them? And I enjoy it when you come on, Mike. Signed, Gary from Inglewood. How long should you hang on to a pay stub?
First of all, I don't think you need to more than 3 years, because that's as far as the IRS will go back on a regular taxpayer, absent any, really specific crazy circumstances. So you don't need to keep them past 3 years for tax purposes, and I can't think what else you would need them for. However, what I do, because, look, we're in the computer age, man, scan that and keep it forever. I mean, I would have to have a warehouse to keep the documents that I save now on my thumb drive.
Right. And I just know that with saving pay stubs, if you move or they want some kind of identification, they'll want your pay stubs for the last few months.
Well, I know you and I both dumped ours from Burisma, didn't we?
Yep. Shredded all that stuff.
Yeah.
We got time for maybe a couple of more here. I'm going to try to squeeze at least two more in. This is for you, Mike. Absolute Law text line. Mike, good afternoon. What are the parameters for filing a restraining order? Long story short, was dating somebody, told her it's over, and then immediately got about 30 phone calls and literally 65 texts in about a 6-hour period. What are the parameters for stopping a harassment and getting a restraining order on somebody? I'm cutting it short for him.
Okay, so the quick answer is, if it's stalking, you have to have more than one event. And obviously, 60 texts in an hour is stalking. If you ever lived with her or you have a child in common with her, et cetera, you can also use that as a basis. And that only takes some domestic violence. It sounds more like stalking to me. Call me, 239-ASK-MIKE. I'll tell you where to go at the courthouse and what to write. Injunctions are very specific. And if you don't have the magic language, they don't get passed. Stan, when I was a judge, and that's the extra duty judge, you get that as an extra duty. You still got to do your job, but you might get 200 of those a day with probable cause affidavit for warrants and domestic violence injunctions, and you're skimming for the statutory words. If you see it, you sign it. If you don't see them, you don't. So, guys, the magic words, the buzzwords, have to get in front of that judge very clearly for that to be granted and you to get a hearing.
Gotcha. One more, Mike, because we're running out of time. They're flooding in today. Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, I had surgery in a hospital in Tampa, and after the surgery on my leg, they told me to put my shoes on, and when I put my shoes on, I fell to the ground and bent the leg brace all up and started bleeding very badly. I tore my meniscus. Are they at fault for letting me fall?
Absolutely. That sounds like not only negligence, that sounds like gross negligence to me. Call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. I don't do that kind of work, but I know somebody who is the best around here at that kind of work, and I'll be glad to give you that person's number.
And I'll tell you this, and Mike has brought this up many times on the show, that he may not go specifically on a particular type of law, but he has a network of some of the best people. So if he doesn't do it, he knows somebody who can, and he'll put you in the right hands to handle the case, which is fantastic. Mike, as always, you're available 24/7 to everybody out there.
I am. All you got to do is dial 239-ASK-MIKE. If it's outside of normal business hours and you press 6, you'll come straight to me. Haney, now that Stan's married, I've not been getting as many calls.
I know. Well, there was a time.
Everybody sleeps better at night. Yep.
I tended to get a mite lonely at night. Mike, we'll talk to you again next Tuesday, buddy.
All right. Have a great week. Thank you, gentlemen.
There he goes. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, 239 Ask Mike. Every Tuesday here on the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Meet Alice. She switches on her computing machine and looks to see what her friends have been up to on Facebook, the electric friendship generator. She checks in to see what Timmy's been up to. Alice and Timmy have been going steady for 6 months. That's funny. Timmy changed his relationship status from in a relationship to single. Even more curious, he became friends with Donna Whitehouse at 2:07 a.m. Timmy just bungled rule number one of Facebook relationship etiquette. Don't change your relationship status without consulting the other person. What a dope. Alice decides there must be some sort of mistake. She sends him a note to see if it was a mistake. Alice waits and waits and waits. Alice is tired of waiting, so she decides to stick it to Timmy. She uploads and tags a few embarrassing photographs of Timmy. Alice just broke Facebook relationship etiquette rule number two. Don't post embarrassing photographs of other people. Shame on you, Alice. It's okay, Alice. We all make mistakes. It looks like Timmy has posted some messages on Alice's wall. I can't believe you posted those photos of me. By the way, it was just a regular rash. TMI, Timmy, you've just broken Facebook relationship etiquette rule number three. Be discreet when posting messages on another person's wall. Alice removes Timmy's posts and tries to move on with her life. That's interesting. Timmy has been very busy on Facebook making friends with all of Alice's friends. Who would want to be pals with a grody Jody like Timmy? He has violated Facebook relationship rule number four. Don't steal other people's friends. Cool it, Alice. No one's going to date you if you get frown lines. Alice is fed up, so she creates a group called Timmy Gordon's A Real Wet Blanket. According to the group's description, Timmy cries over spilled milk. Timmy wets the bed. And Timmy is a communist. Be careful, Alice. This is clearly in violation of Facebook relationship rule number five. Don't start hate groups. What did I tell you, Alice? All of this could have been avoided by following the simple rules of Facebook etiquette. Have good Facebook manners, and the electric friendship generator will be more fun for everyone.
This is the perfect family scene. When Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get your first look at traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. About 30 minutes away from Stan's Name That Movie. Prizes and surprises.
You know, Stan, history was made today, but nobody knows and nobody cares.
I know it. Unbelievable.
Moving on.
Yep. Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Monumental history.
Yeah, but nobody knows, nobody cares.
We got one thing on the board, and it's in Fort Myers. It is a crash. I-75 South at State Road 884, which is Colonial, right there at exit 136. So you got a crash, I-75 South at Colonial, exit 136. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes.
If anybody else was president right now, you would know history was being made, yep, and all kinds of accolades, yep, would be coming the president's way, but no.
Not today.
Nope.
Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines for you. Going to hear him right now.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
And if there's one thing this show is known for...
Oh, since the very beginning. What?
We have just a monsoon of new product announcements.
All right.
Coming your way. A man... Naughty man.
Naughty.
Notices a thong hanging out to dry.
Naughty.
And he steals that thong.
Naughty.
What he doesn't know?
Yeah.
It belongs to a man. And finally.
Yes.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Stan, but there seems to be a trend that has taken place in just the past couple of days where defecation seems to be speech.
Yeah, a lot of people express themselves that way.
You know, guy in Pelosi's driveway.
Yeah.
And well, this comes to us from Canada.
Hey.
Someone breaks into a house.
Mm-hmm.
They steal nothing, but they do take a dump in the dishwasher.
Statement made.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We could really use some laughter about this time. We do it every day.
Wake up, boys.
What?
Wake up. It's medication time. Medication time. Round the side, boys. Join Mr. McMurphy in the executive lounge, please.
Medication.
Round the side.
Medication time. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
The red Chinese app TikTok.
Which is what it is. Yeah, I know, sweetheart.
Has about 100 million monthly active users in the United States.
All being spied upon.
Yep. Find out why you should join the communist revolution with today's list of the
top
reasons to be on TikTok.
Top reasons to be on TikTok.
It's a great way to show off your inherent talent.
Mm.
And also your decrepit living conditions.
Yeah, you do. When you do that and you're doing it from your home, you're giving everybody a quick sneak peek of how you live. Junior.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
What else are you going to do today? Get a job?
Yeah, geez.
Hold my beer.
It's nice to have an activity other than sex that lasts only about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's about time for a new platform to enable your friends to ignore you.
Yeah.
You finally belong to a community who accepts you for who you are, instead of how much you used to drink.
But it's okay.
Thank you, Freddie.
It reminds old high school chums why they stuffed you in a locker.
stuff harder than ever.
That's right.
Who can resist any opportunity to be critiqued by a 14-year-old?
Live in America!
And finally, the very top reason to be on TikTok.
Yes. Red communist TikTok.
Yep.
It is.
Red China.
Yeah, Red China.
God, we miss you, General Chiang Kai-shek and Madam Chiang Kai-shek.
Come on, man.
I know you got a lot of money riding on that, Biden. Top reason to be on TikTok.
Yes.
You realized you're running out of ways to have all your personal information stolen.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's literally our ways.
About time for a goodies.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. That's my favorite. I hate you, Claire's.
I hate you, Claire's.
Oh, God.
Ahoy.
What happened to our new mashup?
Oh, he did it. He was doing it.
I do got my hands dirty. Yeah. Oh, my God.
They're there. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Now, are females immune to that frequency?
Oh, that doesn't bother them. That's how they communicate.
Oh, I see.
Thus, when you mash them up, they're communicating. They're both...
So they're happy.
Oh, they know what's going on. They're getting the attention. It's all about attention.
It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. What's wrong?
We're running for the hills, but they're all gathering in groups.
Yep.
You know,
it attracts them.
Yep,
they
want to know what's wrong.
They start funneling in.
Yep. And then once they find out what's wrong, they go and tell their other friends, and that's how the gossip gets started.
And then it starts all over again.
This is, I want to thank Gary for this email. Yesterday we were talking about the hurricane, and Haney went and said, you know, you get the alerts from Ruskin, Florida on mm-hmm. the hurricane. And I said, well, aren't they known for Ruskin potatoes? And that, you know, we grow a lot of potatoes here. I think Ruskin is like a potato capital. Gary corrects me. Ruskin, Florida is not famous for potatoes. It is famous for their delicious Ruskin tomatoes. It's nothing like an heirloom tomato.
I thought tomatoes were poisonous.
Roosevelt proved that wrong.
Well, look what happened to him. He ended up in a chair.
Yes. A Ruskin tomato. Thank you for that, Gary.
I think you're thinking of russet potatoes.
That's what I'm doing.
Yep.
A russet. Can't you grow?
That's
can't you
Idaho.
Grow a potato in Florida? I think
sure you can, but you know, russet. That's an Idaho potato. I think
that's a good baker. Good baking potato. Then you got your red potatoes that are good, like for a roast.
Mm-hmm. And then you got your Yukon Gold. That's good for mash.
You know what? A Yukon Gold mashed potato is phenomenal. Have you tried one? Have you ever tried a Yukon Gold?
Yes.
And?
Delish.
Yeah. What? Delish?
Delish.
Is it one of your faves?
It's my fave.
It's deluxe.
Oh, this is from Meg.
Oh, how is she?
She's okay. Thank you for asking, Haney. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. So, Nasty Pelosi was set up? Really? At the hair salon?
Come on, man.
Let's see if General Flynn would agree. Stan, I hope you're feeling better. I have a question. Since you were sick, is there going to be a Stan Day in the near future? A fundraiser for Radio's Good Guy? Love the show, signed Meg. No, but they should give me some kind of award. Do you know that this December, how many months away is that? Like 3 months?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for September 39th.
Yeah. This December marks 30 years I've been broadcasting in Fort Myers. 30 years this December. When I started on KISS Radio, which then became B103.
You guys are doing good.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Come down later for Moose Soup.
My stomach can't handle it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, really enjoyed the way back yesterday. Some of those songs we had not heard in a long time. Haney, it is way too early to bring in the young quarterback from Miami, given his inexperience and his previous injury. I think it was the right decision last Sunday. Now, here's an interesting fact I saw the other day, and it has to do with one of Edison's failed inventions. There's a lot of them. The invention was for the electric pen, a novel idea that worked by punching holes in paper. What a stupid idea. One of the drawbacks was that it was too big and bulky and hard to hold and handle. Soon, it was not useful and fell to the wayside. One of them was in a store window in New York City when an Irish immigrant bought it. Turns out he was a tattoo artist who saw the use for such a tool. Took it home, made a few changes, made it easier to hold and handle, and he made it much easier to control. He took it and started using it, and what a success. Soon he was well off and able to take care of his family. That's how we got the tattoo gun. Edison was a fraud. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're going to take a break. We're going to give you a chance to win when we come back. It stands, name that movie, 5 movie clips today. The movie therapist. He knows or she knows what's best. The movie therapist.
And how does that make you feel?
Right. We'll be back.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
It's all right. We'll survive. Stan and Haney here. Tuesday afternoon, about 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to get you updated on traffic, and then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. The topic today, movie therapists. They always have the right answers.
You know, we were talking about the fact that history has been made today, but nobody knows, nobody cares.
Right.
You know what is making the news?
What?
And I'd like to hear it for myself. An exchange between CNBC's Jim Cramer and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. That's what's making news.
It is. Let's hear what's making news.
And I haven't heard it.
All right.
I mean, what deal can we have, Crazy Nancy? I'm sorry, that was the president. I have such reverence for the office, I would never use that term. But it is
hard. But you
hard,
just did.
Oh, come
but
on.
But you just did.
You know what I mean. You know
crazy.
What I mean. The reverence I have for the office. I mean, what deal can we have, Crazy Nancy? I'm sorry.
Fair enough. Let's get you updated on traffic. Then we're going to play Name That Movie. Just one thing on the board. It's up Cape Coral Way. Crash, Pine Island Road / Bayshore Road at North Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney in the news. Name that movie, 5 movie clips. The topic today, movie therapists. If you're the first person to correctly identify the film, you'll get yourself a prize, winner's choice, while they last. I can award one of these for most of them. Maybe something else I can let another one go. But we have a gift certificate to Bam's Restaurant in Naples. Beautiful sandwiches and subs down there at Bam's.
I'm told Junior told me they had fried calamari.
Fried calamari.
fried calamari. Yep.
Yeah, right there at Bam's.
Sandwiches.
Yep. You want a haircut? I've got a gift certificate to Twin Cuts, 4 locations throughout the Collier
County
area. So if Lake
I need
a
quick blowout before I do my MSNBC hit.
Correct. Men's cuts, women's cuts, beard trims, kids' cuts, hair colorings, blowouts. right off the presses, high-quality K-Rock caps. We have the black embroidered K-Rock hat, and we have the gray mesh trucker's hat.
Pick your color. Pick your style.
We have a gift certificate to the pewter mug down in North Naples, and this one added this week. It's a beautiful thing. A $50 gift certificate to John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio in Cape Coral. Put that $50 towards earrings, necklaces, rings, and more. Thanks to John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio. Those are the prizes. Have an idea of what you want. If you're able to name the movie, phones are on lockdown until after the first clip is played. Let's play Stan's Name That Movie. Movie Therapists. Here's clip number one. Name this movie.
This is a safe place. It's a place where we can feel free sharing our feelings. Think of my office as a nest in a tree of trust and understanding. We can say anything here.
Anything.
It's okay, honey. That's why we came.
Well, I guess I... Deep down, I'm feeling a little confused. I mean, suddenly, you get married and you're supposed to be this entirely different guy. I don't feel different. I mean, take yesterday, for example. We were out at the Olive Garden for dinner, which was lovely. And I happened to look over at a certain point during the meal and see a waitress taking an order. And I found myself wondering what color her underpants might be. Her panties. Odds are they're probably basic white cotton underpants. But I started thinking, well, maybe they're silk panties. Maybe it's a thong. Maybe it's something really cool that I don't even know about, you know? And I started feeling at it, what? What, I thought we were in the trust tree in the nest. Are we not?
We are.
Okay.
We are. It's okay. Hmm? We are. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay. Please, continue.
I don't know where I was going with that. I guess what I'm trying to say is that now that I'm married, I'm definitely feeling a little freaked out about the fact that I'm going to have sex with only one person for the rest of my life.
277-9600.
Tree of trust and understanding.
Yes, it is. It's where we all are. 277-9600. Name that movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Sean.
Sean, can you name the movie?
Is that Old School?
It is Old School. Will Ferrell. What would you like?
I'll take one of those K-Rock hats.
Which color? You want a black one or a gray trucker's?
Oh, black all day.
You got
black
it, buddy.
Black lives matter.
Hold the line. What did he say?
Black lives matter.
That. Yes, couldn't agree more. Movie clip number two. The topic, movie therapists. Movie clip number two. This matter of fact, this was just on a couple of days ago, which kind of prompted the idea for this category. Name this movie.
You know what? Let's try some role playing. All right, Amy, I want you to pretend to be Mike. And Mike, I want you to pretend to be Amy. Okay? And now I just want you to just tell me about your day.
Hi, I'm Amy. All I did today was, like, rub lotion on my face and talk.
Okay. Amy, would you like to?
Yes, I would. Hey, I'm Mike. My life is awesome because my wife takes care of everything in the world for me.
This is the problem. Here's the bottom line. She's a perfectionist. So what's the point of even trying?
How is that a problem?
If she hasn't given me a since my birthday 5 years ago. She showed her not cool.
Hold on 1 second. You want a maybe if you cleaned the kitchen, made the kids dinner, cared for someone other than yourself, I would give you so many would explode.
My would never explode because it's indestructible.
Oh, then I can't deal with you. I can't look at you. I'm my I don't love you anymore. I'm so sorry, but I just don't. I'm so sick and tired of pretending like I do.
That is exactly how I feel.
Okay. Remember when I said that all marriages are savable? Well, it ain't gonna happen for you guys.
277-9600. Name the movie.
All been there, huh?
Yeah. And no, I know a lot of you because this is audio. That is not Meg from Family Guy. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan and Haney. It's Lisa. How are you?
Hey, Lisa, bitch. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good, Just working and doing all the same old nonsense.
That's good. Yeah, do you want to play the game? Do you know that movie?
I do.
How long do you think we would have been married before we got divorced?
We'd still be married.
Oh, I don't think so.
I bet we would.
I bet you it would have lasted 2 years tops.
High tolerance.
The two of you would go at each other tooth and nail.
Well, that's a good match.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, passionate. What's the movie?
Bad Moms.
It is Bad Moms. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
I still want my Haney bobblehead.
I think we put that aside for you.
It's safe.
I think that.
Am
was...
I able to come up in there?
No, not yet. They're going to notify you when you can pick up a prize. Just add this to the list. What do you want?
Well, if masks work, I should be able to come there, right?
Look, I'm in total agreement with you. They won't. They're trying to organize something.
And so... thanks for not divorcing me in my dreams.
What would you want,
I have
Lisa?
Dreams of you too.
What do you want? Okay, make that private call.
I'm sorry, I just heard that word.
What? You don't know what there is?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Let's see. I got Bam's Restaurant. I've got a gray K-Rock trucker's cap, all embroidered. I've got a pewter mug. I've got twin cuts, where you can be like Nancy Pelosi and get a blowout.
I just got one.
but I got one here. Or I've got $50 to John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio.
Sounds interesting. You know what? I'm going to take the hat.
The gray K-Rock hat?
Yeah, gray hat.
You know what? I think you'd look good in that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I think it would be perfect for you. Hold on, all right, Lisa?
I appreciate
all right.
that. Thank
Hold on, sweetheart. So she has been a listener of this show for as long as we've been here.
And she's been my loving wife.
In your dreams.
For how many years?
25, 26, 27 years.
See, I win.
Yep.
I had a successful marriage.
Yep, in your dreams.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
All right. Movie therapists. We're at clip number 3. Name the movie.
How was your night?
My husband found himself in a very traumatic shark situation.
Here we go.
As we were planning to go to the waterfall and have a romantic evening, because, as you know, we don't do that very often because of the kids and work, but somehow this crazy, traumatic shark experience was enough to make him neglect his wife.
Ronnie, nice to meet you. Well said. David, how did that make you feel?
I know my truth.
Excuse me?
I know my truth.
Did you say, I know my truth?
Oh, boy.
Listen, I'm telling you, you getting on my last nerve. Yo, I ain't signed up for this. Yo, you said we was going to be dancing. You said we was going to be partying. You said we was going to be doing what we do. You made promises, Daddy.
Boo boo, look, they got me doing a lot of activities. What do you expect from me? I'm tired.
You tired? Yo, I'm tired. Plain and simple, I ain't having it.
Name? Junior, you know that movie?
No, I actually don't.
Really?
No, it seems like he may have lived that.
277. Have you?
Because that looked like that hit a nerve.
No comment.
277.
You said we was going to be dancing. You said we was going to be partying.
Didn't get none of that. Name the movie. Win a prize. Turn your radio down, okay? Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Mark from Naples.
Hey, Mark from Naples. Can you name that movie?
Is that Couples Retreat?
It is Couples Retreat. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
You got a pewter mug left?
I got a pewter mug for you.
Sweet. Okay, super. Right,
hold on, buddy.
You know what? They never talk about what's going good. It's always what's going bad.
Yeah. I love this clip.
They never talk about the roof over their head.
That's right. And three squares.
Yep. Never hear about
nice
that.
Nice new car with the child seat in the back.
But you know what? If you stop doing it, you'd hear about it.
Movie, jeez. Movie clip number four. The Therapist. Name this movie.
This is too much for me. I'm having nightmares myself. The other night I dreamed that you and I were walking down the street together, and I stopped to buy some fruit. And then I don't know where two guys come, and they kill me. Like, Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Good scene. What I do?
You drop your gun. You run up to me, and you yell, Papa, Papa.
I was Fredo? I don't think so. You're starting to lose it, Doc. You may need therapy yourself.
Paul, we really have to talk. This is... We're running out of time. Paul, don't you see? You called me Papa. This is all about your father.
Nuts, that's your dream.
Yes, it was. But the black milk dream is also about your father.
I don't buy that. In my dream, I'm bringing the baby to black milk.
Yes, but Freud believed that you're everyone in your dreams.
Freud, after what you told me, you know what? I'm afraid to call my mother on the telephone.
Listen, just go with me here. Let's just say that you are the baby. What kind of milk did your father bring you?
Can we start talking about my father, please?
No. That's exactly the point. We have to start talking about your father, Paul. It is so hard to deal with. You know what you're like? This is what you're like. Hey, Doc, you gotta help me. I'm in pain here. Please help me. All right, Paul, I'll help you. Nobody helps Paul Vitti.
All right, very good. This is you. Oh, that's interesting. What does that mean to you? Anger is a blocked wish. Hey, let's see how you like it. Let's talk about your father.
Let's not.
What kind of work's your father do?
Is that important?
What? You paused.
I did not.
You just paused. That means you had like a feeling, like a thought. What did your father do? What's your father do?
He's a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist?
Yes.
Oh, now I know why you're f***ing up. Next patient, please.
The clip that I love about that most is that he said, I played Fredo? No. I didn't. No.
Therapy.
Yeah. Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Do you know the movie?
Is it Anger Management?
It is not.
Oh.
It is not. So sorry.
Oh.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Travis.
Travis, are you talking to me on a speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Thank you, Travis. Can you name the movie?
Analyze That.
No.
No.
Missed it by one sequel. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Carrie.
Carrie, can you name the movie?
Analyze this.
And I just got a big kick out of Robert De Niro.
Fredo.
Who was in The Godfather. Mm. I played Fredo? You are right. What would you like?
Bam's Restaurant.
You got it. Hold on.
Yeah, I mean, that's... You see the reaction that gets out of Italian people. I mean, the Cuomo boy.
Yeah. Oh, Fredo. All right, we got one more.
You know what? No. You don't call me that. That's like our N-word.
Fredo. One more for you. Name this movie. Should be the easiest, although it does have an extended title. I think you should get that, too. Name the movie.
Okay, well, we've heard from you, Scott. Now, you tell us a little about yourself.
The details of my life are quite inconsequential.
Oh, no, please, please. Let's hear about your childhood.
Yeah, okay. Come on.
Yeah.
Very well. Where do I begin? My father was a relentlessly self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery. My mother was a 15-year-old French prostitute named Chloe with webbed feet. My father would womanize, he would drink, he would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
You know, we have to stop.
Do you know that one, Junior? Do you know that?
Yeah.
All right. 277-960.
Sounded like a Stan and Haney segment.
It sure did.
We need to stop.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Zach.
Zach, can you name it?
Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
You are absolutely correct. Carrie Fisher, the therapist awesome. There. And you are absolutely correct. What would you like?
Is the pewter mug still there?
I already gave away the pewter mug. I've got $50 to John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio. I've got Bam's Restaurant. I've got Twin Cuts. And I've got a gray Trucker's K-Rock hat.
Bam's Restaurant, please.
Done. Hold on.
You know, we basically opened almost a haberdashery here.
You want to give me a nice outro? Something that means something?
You know what? Maybe if you had allowed your wife to just text thank you.
All right. I told her she wanted to text thank you for the candy, but I told her he'll never read it. I'll have her do it tonight. Well, I got to correct. I'll ask her to do it tonight.
Saint of a woman.
She is.
I don't know what you did.
Me neither. She's just, but I'll tell you this, working at home's getting to her.
Can't blame her.
Yeah, me neither.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to therapist. Let's see if the role continues. He's been doing pretty, pretty good.
Thank you.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
Be honest with me.
Okay.
Is my hair on fire?
No.
Are you sure? Look closely.
I'm positive. It's fine.
Look at my back.
Uh-huh.
Are there cockroaches crawling all over my back?
Nope. Not one.
All right. Am I wearing clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many fingers do I have?
10.
Whew. Thanks, man.
Okay, what's the matter?
Is my hair on fire?
No, it's not on fire. Hey, what is the matter with
you?
Oh,
my God. What is that? Oh,
that was...
God, you touched me. I thought it was a cockroach.
No, that's my hand. Whew. I think maybe you need to go to the doctor.
Is my hair on fire?
No.
Oh, my God. Cockroaches?
No.
Arms?
Yep.
Hands? Fingers? Yep. Count them. One,
10, 1, 2, 3.
I count 9!
Listen, you're beginning to annoy me. Why don't you just back up a little, all right?
All right. Just one thing.
All right?
One thing.
All right.
Okay, we've been friends a long time.
Yeah?
Is my hair on fire?
No!
Paranoia can cause paranoia. For a free brochure, it's Prison's Cuts and Lifehouse by Forbes of Washington, D.C.
We're the 11th pick in the NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins select.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
You know...
What?
You have been very judgmental towards me today.
To you?
Yes.
Explain. How have I been judgmental? I think I've been honest.
You opened up the show by informing me that when you went home yesterday,
mm-hmm.
that your wife was absolutely thrilled that I sent candy home with you for her.
Yep, gobstoppers and lemonheads.
And she immediately said to you, you know what, Stan? I'm going to grab my phone and text him thank you right now.
Mm-hmm. She said that.
And what did you say?
I said, don't bother. He'll never see it.
And
which
then,
is true.
And
which
then
true.
You went off on a diatribe.
About
how I don't respond to texts
you
or phone calls.
You don't. I can text you on a Friday after the show, and I won't get a reply back until maybe Sunday at best. Am I right, Junior? Am I right?
Sounds about right, yeah.
What?
What's that?
What?
Look at that.
I didn't get that. I didn't get any of that.
Read it.
Thanks a bunch. I had the gobstoppers for breakfast. Started the day out right. Reply, you're an angel. Who sent you that?
And then what'd she say at the end?
It's nice that someone thinks... It's nice that someone thinks so. LOL. Who's this from? That ain't from my wife.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
It is. And I can prove it. You'll notice.
Yeah.
These texts, and by the way, I responded in under 5 minutes.
Yeah, to her.
I want you to note the previous text and the date and the message.
Let me see. The previous, where's the date on this? Oh, I see it. I got it. I see it. Monday, September 11th.
Of?
Of 2017? This was from 2017 that you and her are exchanging texts.
Yep. And then the next one?
That was... You just did that. That was done just minutes ago.
Yeah. So she texted thank you, and not just thank you, but with a full animation of bananas and thanks a bunch. How do you like them apples?
Okay, well, good. Now you leave me out of it then. Leave me out of it. If she wants to text you, text you.
Yeah, well, she not only texted me, she texted me an animated bunch of bananas.
And then what did she say at the end there? She said, you said...
I said, she thanked me for the candy, yeah. And I said, you are an angel. And she replied, it's nice that somebody thinks so.
I don't know that she sent that.
How do you not know? It's her phone. Somebody steal her phone?
She's listening now. I expect to get a text.
I got the text, okay?
Yeah, apparently you did. And at least somebody thinks so.
And I think very highly of her.
And she thinks highly of you.
Except she's told not to express that.
Oh, my goodness!
Nice that somebody thinks so. Well, that's not a good look.
Hit and run. 1200 block of North Tamiami Trail, right at the Calusa Mobile Homes. And then in North Fort Myers, crash. Bayshore Road and Slater Road North.
What was that?
Huh?
Nothing. Was that an
That's fine. And you are up to date.
Why is it so hard to believe that that's your wife?
I think it must be. I don't know who else would... who else you been giving candy to?
Oh, lots of people. Junior got some.
Did he give you a text back?
No.
No.
Wouldn't expect one.
No.
See, I do things for Junior knowing that I'm not going to get anything in return.
Right, like that drum machine. How's that working out for you?
Oh, it's great.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and you got that money today?
I'll have it for you at the end of the week.
Oh, you do anything in his garage yet?
Trying to rearrange my schedule
a little bit. Wait a second. Didn't you tell me yesterday you'd have money for me today?
Was that yesterday that I said that?
Well, you also said it like a couple of weeks ago.
Huh.
What's going on there?
So by the end of the week, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Well, it'll come to him when it comes to him.
Like around like next week.
You know, he jumped like a horse with a cracked whip when he went and ordered that though for you.
When's our next payday? When is that?
Not this.
Last Friday.
It was last Friday.
What's the next one after that?
Oh, right on, brother.
Yeah, whatever you feel comfortable with.
There was a time. A time
what
before
makes you comfortable.
When the local anchor man reigned supreme.
Don't mind me if I ask you every day.
When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were.
No, I've never asked him once.
No, I wouldn't expect you to.
He just volunteers all the time. I'm bringing you money tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, some people look forward to that.
He was like,
and then it's a letdown.
Well, if I took him literally.
Right.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr. And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words, Martini was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, September 15th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Saw you checking your phone. Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for some kind of reply.
What the hell was that?
Where did that come from?
Our new PD is cranking his new radio.
Was that our program director?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to... Hey, Adam! What was that? What was that going on out there? Was that this guy? Yeah. Our new program director's deciding to crank up some music.
What are you doing?
John, come on!
I just turned it on. Oh,
geez. You know what? In my office after the show.
It just came up at full volume.
Yeah. Just testing out the equipment. Yep. We're trying to do a broadcast in here!
Got to break them in.
The hell?
Time now for things you didn't know. You know, we kid, Junior.
Oh, we kid, but there's a line of truth to it.
Well, we do know that he has a self-proclaimed heart of gold.
Yes, self-proclaimed.
That's right.
Because he caught what he truly believed was a murder hornet and kept it in a jar.
Yeah, in the moment.
And then thought, even though this is a dangerous insect...
Stinging the jar, looking at to attack anything.
That is extremely dangerous and shouldn't be in our area breeding. He thought it would be a good idea to just let it go.
Right.
And let it go to breed.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Set it free.
It might have a family, you know?
Mm-hmm. A family of murder hornets.
Yep.
So they can make more murder hornets.
Well, what are you going to do?
Kill it!
As I said, I have a heart of gold.
Well, maybe this will help you, Junior. Maybe it's because it is something lost in translation.
You tell him, Haney. You tell him!
You see, Junior, the actual translation of the sixth commandment is not "thou shalt not kill." It's "thou shalt not murder."
Yeah.
Because it took into account that, you know, people face situations like war, self-defense, murder hornets, where killing is a necessity.
Yeah, you have to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you still believing that this was a murder hornet decided it should live.
Set your wings free, murder hornet. Go to breed.
All living creatures deserve a chance.
I would have clipped his wings, cut him in half, and let him see the backside as he stings himself in the face.
Jesus.
Nah. I told you, I would have put it in the freezer and watched it as it froze to death.
How long can you take it?
because it'd probably start trying to sting itself, but it'd be real slow about it.
Yeah, getting slower, you know.
Yep.
From the cold.
And then if he was lucky enough to survive that, I'd de-thaw him and do it all over again.
Again. Again.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just like Cool Hand Luke when he had to dig that ditch, and then he dug it, and they made him fill it back up again, and then dig it again.
Yep.
Yep.
That's how they learn.
It's how you rehabilitate.
You know, Hollywood is a weird place.
It sure is.
For so many reasons. But the development process from the starting script to a movie, sometimes they have nothing to do with one another.
That's the truth.
The first script for E.T. was presented as a horror movie. Steven Spielberg decided it might work better as a family film.
Okay. Good judgment on that.
But he said, you know what? This horror movie script is pretty good. Let's just take E.T. out of that altogether and make it Poltergeist. So now we got two movies for the price of one.
There you go. Didn't know that.
And speaking of Hollywood, worldwide, where does Hollywood rate as far as the volume of movies in the world?
Pre-COVID. Number one.
Hollywood is third. India's film industry produces the most movies. And in second place, any guesses?
China.
Nigeria.
Oh.
Now, that doesn't mean they're good movies. There's just a lot of them.
Right.
Do you... You look like you got your finger on the trigger.
Yes, you can take a break, and when you come back, you can do three.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, can you bring Junior's mic up?
Sure.
Because I want to get his unvarnished reaction.
Okay. It's a hot mic.
Hot mic.
And yours as well, Stan.
Oh, mine's always hot.
The good people over at Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are coming out with a new product that they think you will very much enjoy. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups stuffed with pieces of potato chips.
No. I don't need it. I want... Those big cups, like the
Christmas trees and the pumpkins.
The eggs and the pumpkins.
Yeah.
And, yeah. That with as much of their peanut butter on the inside as possible. I don't want to throw in with anything else. They also have the thin ones where it's more chocolate than peanut butter. No. Or the Reese's Pieces. No.
It actually doesn't sound half that bad.
Good, then you eat it.
I think I will.
They don't have an exact date, but apparently they'll be on sale soon, and a junk food Instagram account that's consumed them said, they're pretty good. Quote, if you like salty.
Mm.
Now, I know you don't like tart.
No.
And you now you're saying you don't care for salty?
No, I like a sweet and salty. You know what I like is, and maybe it's... You ever have the chocolate-covered potato chips?
Yeah.
They're good. Chocolate-covered pretzel?
You know who does them the best?
Who?
Grimaldi's over in Melbourne. You know, I went to school with Vinnie Grimaldi.
Did you?
Yeah. If you're going to be a pervert, it pays to pay attention to detail.
Yes.
There's a 19-year-old perv in Japan... And apparently, he has a thing for stealing ladies' undergarments. A few weeks ago, he could hardly help himself.
Getting ready for the old panty raid.
Yep. when he saw a thong hanging in the breeze on the balcony of a ground floor apartment to dry.
Yeah, airing out.
Yep. It didn't take him 2 seconds to snatch and run. But what our friend the perv didn't know is that that thong belonged to a 38-year-old man. Take a whiff.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it out there to air dry.
Police were able to identify the man from security footage, and he was arrested for theft. They also broke the news to him that it was a man thong he'd had on his face.
Yep. They do different things over there in Japan when they've been shamed.
Oh. And he refused to accept it. He told police, quote, "No way was it for a man."
No way?
No way was it for a man.
Guess again.
Bring out your dad!
Shame!
Shame! Bring out your dad!
Shame!
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 Bring out your dad!
Shame!
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 Was there any corresponding thing to that, because I'm still looking at that Reese's potato chip cup.
It looks good.
Funny story about that. I went on Google.
Yeah, because you and, seem to be amused by this.
Well, I put in a couple keywords, and I got some pictures that probably shouldn't be on my computer.
You watch out, man.
Yeah, so I'm going to...
Yeah, you got to watch those keywords, man.
Yeah.
Keywords, they'll get you every time.
Yeah. Well, you nearly got fired when you went shopping for Twinkies.
Yeah, remember that?
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Yep. You know, one wrong key press.
Yep.
And suddenly, you know, you're not shopping for Twinkies.
That's when the guessing game
yep.
starts.
You're shopping for a Twink.
You know, recently it has come to this show's attention that the act of defecating,
yeah,
has become a form of speech.
Yeah, communication.
A man wanted to express his displeasure with Nancy Pelosi recently, you know, crazy Nancy.
Yeah.
And so he went to her driveway and squatted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his yeah. form of speech,
leaving
I guess.
A little package, leaving a little friendly reminder.
And I guess this is now socially accepted. Someone broke into a home in Ontario, Canada, in the middle of the night on Sunday. Whoever this was didn't steal anything. They didn't damage anything.
Hmm.
No graffiti. As a matter of fact, there was no sign of a break-in at all, except for one thing. When the homeowner went to utilize their dishwasher, they realized someone had defecated in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you're going to have to clean the trap out, too, after that. That's a trap clean.
You know, they got filters.
Yep, that you don't know about.
The Royal Mounted Police are on the case.
Yes, they are, and they're going to take care of it. They'll find him, probably over by the railroad tracks.
You know, in World War I, they used to put yeah. a log yeah. over the trenches, yeah, yeah. and they'd have to sit there hanging over the edge.
World War I, everybody.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, September 15th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Boy, a lot of shameful behavior. A
lot of shame. Just plain defecating in a dishwasher.
Shame.
Oh, the shame of it all.
Bring out your dad!
Shame.
Bring out your dad!
Male
shame.
Thongs.
Shame. Yep.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Bring out your
shame.
Dad!
Shame. Shame.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
They always got to get the last word.
Bringing us news. Isn't there one where Haney gets the last word in? Shame.
The man that put food on the table. The man who took care of your every whim. And this is how you repay him. Shame. Shame. Shame.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your Tuesday evening. Do want to make one little note from the Absolute Law text line. We were talking earlier and how Junior has a heart of gold and let a murder hornet go to be free and breed.
Yeah, at first I thought he didn't think it through, but he did.
Yeah, Absolute Law text line, and this is words to live by. If it can bite you, sting you, cause bodily harm, it deserves to die. Plain and simple. Yeah. Looking at the big board, we are clear. There's nothing on the board. I'm sure something's going on. We just don't know about it.
Yeah, and if we don't know, it doesn't exist.
Exactly. We're trapped in a room here. And you are up to date.
We can take it down just a bit.
Take it down a little bit. Just touch.
Now put more high end on it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that worked.
Not that much. Okay, bring it up a little wee bit.
This guy's getting on my nerves.
Well, I just came down the Chippewa, had a station wagon and $100, thinking about the girl I'd lost the year before. A
lot of feedback.
Well, I hadn't seen her for some time, thought that I might go on by when your memory came flooding in and close that door. Wish I was a freight train, baby, wish I was a diesel locomotive, I'd come whistling down your track and crashing in your door. Wish I was a freight train, baby, wish I didn't have a heart.
Jeez,
and you need
that
some
engineer's not getting a tip.
Just to get me started. Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train. Every time I talk to you and I hear jealous lies, feel like I've been left abandoned on some old railway siding.
Bring it up a little bit.
Every time I hear your voice,
high
end, cold.
My stoke
will not stoke, and my boiler will not boil. Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a diesel locomotive. I come whistling down your chain and crashing in your door. Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart and you need a shovel full of cow just to get me started. Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train.
Bring up the high end.
Not that. Up right there.
Yeah.
Every time I fell behind and I could not get ahead, I wish someone would pull a lever and give me a little saying. And every time I slip behind even further back, I wish some switchman would come out of the fog and change my track. Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a diesel locomotive. I come whistling down your chain.
I like trains.
Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart and you need a shovel full of cow just to get me started. Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train.
Shovel that coal. A little bit on that high end. A little bit of what? You know what? You shouldn't include that in a song. It makes it look like somebody's an amateur. Who was that?
Fred Eaglesmith.
Yeah.
What didn't you like about it?
It was a little bit on the high end.
We can take it down just a bit.
Take it down.
Now put more high end on it.
Turn my headphones up a little bit.
You want your headphones
up?
Yeah,
headphones up.
Not that much.
All right, turn it back down.
Yeah, right there. How's that? Right there on the high end. Well, I just came down.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. what a pro. Jeez. Let's laugh a little bit.
Great song.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I've been thinking a lot lately about the differences between musicians and comedians because I recorded a comedy CD. Part of me feels like I can't do any of those jokes anymore because they're on the CD, you know? And if somebody came to the show and they had the CD, they'd be like, oh, cool, this is the first joke on the CD. That's the first joke he's doing. I know this joke. Yeah, this is the second joke on the CD. This is the second joke he's doing. That's weird. Okay, yeah, this is definitely the third joke on the CD. This is the third joke he's doing. This guy sucks. He doesn't have any other jokes but the ones on the CD. Yeah, this is the fourth joke on the CD. This guy's a hack. This guy's the worst. I hate this guy. I wish this guy would die. This guy sucks. But you go see a musician, and people are like, oh my God, I hope he plays that song. You know the song that we listened to 17 times on the way here? That song. The song that's the only song they play in the radio? That's the song I want to hear. I hope he plays that song exactly the way I know how he plays it. It's the song that they play in all the trailers for all the movies and all the previews for all the shows, and when MTV showed videos, this is the only video they played. Oh my God, he's playing the song. He's playing the song. This is the song I wanted to hear exactly the way it's supposed to sound in my mind and in my brain and in my car. Oh my God!
He's absolutely correct. Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Opa-locka, Florida has done something that I don't know that Fort Myers Beach has done. They have repealed the anal cleavage law. What am I talking about?
Was it challenged and struck down, or did they voluntarily repeal
it? The Florida town of Opa-locka repealed their ordinance.
Where is Opa-locka?
Junior?
He's got a mouthful of stick pins. Be careful you don't swallow those.
Before they repealed it, Fort Myers Beach has it. We talked about it 20 years ago. In the past, men and women would receive citations for wearing garments that expose their butts or their undergarments. Well, this kind of explains it.
If you see my behind hanging out of my pants, then you're about to say hi to my...
We could really use some laughter about this time. We do it every day.
Wake up, boy.
What?
Wake up. It's medication time. Medication time.
Round the side, boys. Join Mr. McMurphy in the executive lounge, please.
Medication time. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
The red Chinese app TikTok.
Which is what it is. Yeah, I know, sweetheart.
Has about 100 million monthly active users in the United States.
All being spied upon.
Yep. Find out why you should join the communist revolution with today's list of the
top
reasons to be on TikTok.
Top reasons to be on TikTok.
It's a great way to show off your inherent talent.
Mm.
And also your decrepit living conditions.
Yeah, you do. When you do that and you're doing it from your home, you're giving everybody a quick sneak peek of how you live. Junior.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
What else are you going to do today? Get a job?
Yeah, geez.
Hold my beer.
It's nice to have an activity other than sex that lasts only about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's about time for a new platform to enable your friends to ignore you.
Yeah.
You finally belong to a community who accepts you for who you are, instead of how much you used to drink.
It's okay.
Thank you, Freddy.
It reminds old high school chums why they stuffed you in a locker.
Stuffed harder than ever.
That's right.
Who can resist any opportunity to be critiqued by a 14-year-old?
Live in America!
And finally, the very top reason to be on TikTok.
Yes. That red communist TikTok.
Yep.
It is.
Red China.
Yeah, red China.
God, we miss you, General Chiang Kai-shek and Madam Chiang Kai-shek.
Come on, man.
I know you got a lot of money riding on that, Biden. Top reason to be on TikTok.
Yes.
You realized you're running out of ways to have all your personal information stolen.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's literally amazing.
About time for a goodies.
Albert has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.